Welcome back. Well, for weeks, we have waited for answers about what happened to Brian Laundrie ever since his remains were found in that swampy reserve. Well, tonight, we're learning new details about how he died from the Laundrie family attorney and Gabby Petito's family also reacting. Former FBI agent Jennifer Coffendoffer is standing by to lend her insight. But first, let's go to correspondent Brian Enten live in Florida tonight with the latest developments. Brian.
Yeah, Nicole, you know, this has been one of the big unresolved questions with this case, and now we have the answer, at least part of the answer. We now know that Brian Laundrie did die from suicide, a gunshot wound to the head, according to the medical examiner in Florida. What's also interesting is the medical examiner released today that they did do a DNA confirmation of Brian Laundrie's remains, which we know were basically just bones at this point. Up until now, they were basing the identification off of dental records. Now they have done the DNA analysis and they say they are for sure that the remains are Brian Laundrie's and that it was a death by suicide.
Death by suicide from a gunshot wound. So what about the gun? Do we know where that came from?
Yeah, that is the big question. That's the first thing that came to my mind when I heard death by suicide with a gunshot wound to the head. At first, we weren't sure. We weren't getting information. We had questions about this possible gun for months now. Stephen Bertolino, the Laundrie family attorney, told us later today after this initial news came out about the suicide that the Laundries turned over all of their guns to the FBI when Brian Laundrie first went missing, but he says there was a gun that was missing from that collection that they turned over to the FBI. So presumably that could be the gun that Brian Laundrie used to kill himself.
Okay, so Brian, we now know that DNA confirming that it was in fact Laundrie. We know he died by suicide, by gunshot wound. So that's a big portion of the puzzle here. What other answers are still out there that we still might eventually learn, including, you know, are we just learning about the fact that the family is missing this gun?
Yeah, we just learned that today. So that was a big development, the fact that the family even turned over all their guns to the FBI and there's a missing gun. But there are a ton of more questions out there. If you've been following this case closely, you still have a million other questions waiting on the FBI to answer and release a statement or have a press conference. They still haven't even officially said that Brian Laundrie is responsible for Gabby Petito's death. So we know behind the scenes this investigation is still very much active. What we don't know is when the FBI will come out and update people with exactly where they're at.
Well, here's an important question too, Brian. Have we heard from Gabby Petito's family after this new information?
So they released a statement today through their attorney, which was very, very interesting. First of all, they called Brian Laundrie the sole suspect in this case in that statement. But then they also said something else. They said that the U.S. Attorney's Office has requested that they stay quiet and don't talk about this investigation because, in their words, there is a decision that still needs to be made about whether any additional people will be charged. That's very interesting because there are still a lot of questions swirling about whether Brian Laundrie's parents, Chris and Roberta, could possibly face charges. So according to the Petito statement, they still believe that's a possibility.
All right, Brian, you have been all over this. We appreciate your coverage. We know this certainly is not the end of it.